Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
There once was a girl called Noel.
Hey, gang.
Whose small business was not going well.
Well, it just needs a little boost, really.
She needed some help. That much is true.
Yeah, what she said.
She met Republic's holiday helpers. Now she knows what to do.
Rates from 6%. Reduced equity from 0 to 35%. Easy and quick approvals. Wow.
Noel's gonna have a great Christmas now.
Whee!
Reach more customers this Christmas for the Republic Bank Small Business Loan today.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Talman. So Edward B. Bahari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Talman seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Talman seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
When last we were in Murondoy, Pepa told Mala that she needed a place of her own, but refused Mala's offer to stay with her and Anil. June lamented the wanton disposal of garbage in Murondoy and determined to address the issue at the next council meeting. Patsy turned up and James immediately left. She complained about Howard being lazy and suggested they all meet at dinner for Howard to see their good relationship. June declined, however, saying she and James were going to dinner at Jackie's restaurant, so Patsy turned up there with Howard. As we return, Simon and Howard are on the phone.
Yeah, Howard. I'm in the yard with Eva. So you and Patsy basically hijacked June and James and forced them to have dinner with you. Well, I don't know how you can stand being with that woman. There's so many beautiful young ladies in Murondoy. Well, I guess you like what you like, eh?
Daddy, get off the phone and come help me, please.
Yeah, I have to go, Howard. Daddy duties call. We'll get together later to discuss that thing. Okay, bye.
Daddy, was that another lady friend you were talking to?
Excuse me?
Since Pepper moved out, you were always on the phone.
That's because I'm reaching out and talking with friends.
So that means you miss Pepper?
Eva, this is not a conversation for us to have. What do you want me to help you with?
You know, Mommy isn't seeing anybody. and it has always been my dream to have both parents at the same house.
We're off that topic. What do you want me to help you with?
You know Mommy still loves you, and I heard her telling her friend on the phone.
Eva!
Why you two just can't get married? You know most of the children in my class, their parents are married.
Okay.
You have to realize I'm growing up. I'm 12 already. Next year, I'll be a teenager. You want me to follow the same example?
But you're too young to worry about such things.
You would think it's a lot of time. But before you know it, I'll be 18 and going off to university.
Now that, we can discuss.
And I would like to have both of my parents with me. Not fighting over me, but together.
Did your mother put you up to this?
Why you think Mommy would do that?
Because every time you go by her and you come back here, it's always something.
So on my own, I can't want my parents together? Okay, Daddy, you really don't know me. You still think I'm 5.
Okay, can we discuss it later? What you wanted me to help you with?
Well, I wanted to show you the other trees I planted and how nicely they're growing.
You mean these right here?
Yes. And you see what I have around the roots?
Is that compost?
Yes. I got it from the village compost heap. But we should really start our own again.
Yeah. I just didn't see the point of it.
The point of it is that it's good for the soil and it makes your plants grow strong and healthy.
Hey, the plants would grow either way.
Really, Daddy?
It's true.
So you don't care about the health of the soil?
I didn't say so.
You know, composting helps the soil maintain moisture and keeps away pests and plant diseases.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and you know with compost, you don't need to use chemical fertilizers.
Well, I kind of figured that one.
Now listen to this. It encourages the production of beneficial bacteria that breaks down organic matter to create humus, which is a rich, nutrient-filled material.
I'm certainly getting schooled today.
We also learned that it reduces emissions from landfills and lowers carbon footprint.
Well, I never really thought so much about it.
That's because you don't always listen to me.
Okay, smart mouth. I'm still your father. You need to speak to me respectfully.
I'm sorry, Daddy, but you should also pay a little more attention by listening to me.
Okay, you have a point. But how about a promise? I will listen to you. You promise not to be rude to me.
But I'm not rude to you, though. Okay. I'll watch how I speak to you. And you need to promise me 2 things.
Yes, Eva?
First, that we'll start back composting today.
Okay, I can do that.
And second, please call Mommy tonight.
Eva,
Please, she will be happy to hear your voice, even if it's just to say hi.
Okay. I will call your mother tonight.
Thank you.
You're a piece of work, you know that?
Well, I am your child.
Babes, I weary tell you. Don't let these people in Marundi stress you out.
I know, Kevin, but this job is not easy. That is why people should not take local government for a joke. That is why serious people who are passionate about change need to be elected.
And you are one of those people, you need.
I'm trying to...
Wait.
What?
This car just pulled up here.
Which car?
It's the vine in the car. Wait, she getting out.
She ain't driving?
No, it's not she car. It look like the Brian guy driving. I can call you back.
Kevin, please don't say anything to Divine. That's her and Ryan's business.
Unique, I don't know how you feel about it, but I can't sit back and know my partner wife cheating pony and not doing anything.
But I wasn't even supposed to tell you.
Well, you did, and now I can have a word with Divine. I can call you back.
Kevin, please.
Hi, Divine.
Oh, hey, Kevin.
You shopping?
Oh, I just decided to come pick up some ice cream.
Taxi? Why are you driving?
My car, I had to take it to the mechanic. Yeah.
But is not 3 vehicle you and Ryan got?
Yeah, but I don't like driving the Jeep, you know.
Oh, so there's a taxi driver?
Yeah, but I know the guy. You know Simon?
I know you look familiar. Is Simon nephew?
Yes.
Since when he's drive taxi, though?
Well, I was walking and he just picked me up. I guess he catch any hand.
Divine, you know how people in this village stay. You gotta be careful what you're doing. People could see you in the guy car and assume all kind of thing.
Like what? I mean, people just catch taxis all the time.
You sure is a taxi?
We really getting at, Kevin?
I just saying that Ryan is me friend.
And what Ryan got to do with anything? I can't be allowed to have friends because I'm married?
So this guy is your friend?
Look, Kevin, I got to go.
I guess I can see you tonight when me and Uni come over.
I guess.
This nonsense got to stop.
Cheers, Kev. Nothing like a cold one, bro.
Don't know, Ryan.
Unique, I need to speak to you. Y'all excuse us.
All right, babe.
This is where y'all going and gossip
women
about.
Things.
Yeah, you mean talk with name. Women.
Yeah, man.
So, how the marriage life treating you, bro?
I should ask you, though. You and Divine been married longer than me, Unique.
I can tell you. Me and Divine, we've been through a lot as a young married couple, and sometimes I think we get married too young, too.
What about your relationship?
Well, honestly, lately things been okay, you know. I find like Divine is going more outish away to be more affectionate. I just hoping that soon we could agree to have a baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Lately has been good, man. Better than before.
Alright. That is good. Glad to hear, man.
Yeah. For better or worse, right?
That's right. For better or worse.
Unique. You know I told you that in confidence. How could you tell, Kevin?
Divine, you know they say when husband and wife lie down at night, they just tell each other everything? Well, there is what happened.
I trusted you. Not like I can't tell you anything.
Kevin's not going to say anything to Ryan. I made him promise.
But you should have heard the way he spoke to me today. Like he judging me or something.
Well, you are cheating on your husband.
Shh.
Sorry.
Look, I know I should be straight with Ryan, but I can't do that now. I can't hurt him like that.
So you're gonna hurt him later?
Look, I don't know. This thing with Brian, look, it gonna blow over and things gonna go back to normal.
Divine, you hearing yourself? You think your affair will just blow over and that's it? If Kevin could have seen y'all today, I sure other people seeing. It's only a matter of time before it gets back to Ryan. And you know Ignatius is your father too. And he never really liked you. Suppose somebody go and tell Ignatius.
I don't care about Ignatius.
Okay. You care about your husband?
Of course I care about Ryan.
So why are you cheating on him?
Unique, you don't understand. Me and Ryan, we've been married for a while and, you know, it's like, you know what to expect. But with Brian, it's just different. It's exciting. And his eyes when he looks at me a certain way is like, like I could just melt, Unique.
Who is this? You're in trouble.
What?
You're in love with this guy, Divine?
No, I'm not.
Fool yourself. You're in love with him.
Ryan, everything smells good around this table tonight, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks to the cook. Marcel could really throw down in the kitchen.
Yes, I'm so glad we hired her. Took a lot of pressure off me.
So, Kevin, when we gonna hire a cook?
Here now. We ain't reached the level yet. We father's not Ignatius Thomas, the richest man in Murundi.
Yo, Kevin, I just work hard too, you know. Yeah, I come from privilege, but I just work.
Anyway, I would like to make a toast.
All
right. Go right ahead.
Me and Unique have been happily married for a few months, and every day just seems to get better. So I want to make this toast to love, to marriage, to faithfulness, to my wife. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
And if you will allow me to also toast my wife.
Yeah, hon.
Divine, we've been through the roughest of times. Almost been separated and all of that. But I just want you to know that I really like where we are right now. I love you, baby, and I hope that our marriage will just keep getting better and better.
Love you too, babe.
Well,
to love.
To love.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Staying on treatment for HIV can lead to a normal, healthy life. Remain on treatment once you've started. Don't share or use someone else's pills. Staying on your medication not only helps to improve your quality of life, but decreases the risk of HIV transmission to others. A message from USAID, PEPFAR, Advancing Partners and Communities Guyana, NAPS, and the Ministry of Public Health.
Murundi came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.